a word for you from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 16. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. We looked at some of the meanings of freedom, the worldly meaning, the true Christian meaning, how we are free to serve Him, free from the bondage of sin, so that instead of being slaves to sin, we become servants of God. But let's look at the middle of this verse when it says, those who use freedom as a cover-up. It says, for instance, in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 19, it speaks there about those who promise freedom, but they themselves are slaves of corruption. For whatever overcomes a man, to that he is enslaved. There were those going around among the churches to which Peter wrote this epistle who were proclaiming freedom. It was the main topic. It was the central theme of their sermons, freedom. And they promised people freedom, but it was freedom to indulge in carnality, in sensuality, Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 2, so that they would live more for sin. And here in chapter 2 of the 1 Peter, we are told, don't use your freedom as a cover-up. It is so easy that we allow our Christian freedom, freedom from the law, so that we are living under grace, so that we proclaim that we are therefore free from all laws, free from God's rules. Well, in this very chapter, Peter says you are even bound to the laws of this world, to governors, verse 14, to the emperor, verse 13, the emperor as supreme, submit even regarding slaves and masters, servants and masters. Well, it is showing, therefore, that it's not a freedom to rebel, a freedom to be independent from all authority. Instead, it's a freedom from the worst slavery, and that is the slavery of sin. And so if you're using your freedom as a cover-up to indulge in some secret sensuality, some secret sin that binds you, and yet you gladly proclaim freedom, well, then it's just a cover-up. It is a facade. It is a pretense. And in the language of the Bible, you are a classical hypocrite, and you will be judged like that as well. But true freedom is the freedom to serve God.